President John Mahama has challenged state institutions to put themselves in readiness to overcome any challenge that may come their way. He said institutions like SRAJ must emulate the judiciary, which passed its test of successfully resolving the presidential election petition. The president was speaking in Accra when he joined worshippers at Action Chapel International to thank God for seeing the nation through the period of the election petition. The president said Ghana has come out of the petition better and stronger. He rededicated himself to pursuing an all-inclusive government. President Mahama reiterated his call on the nation to put the past behind and forge ahead in unity. A report by Bubu Klinogo.
President John Mahama began his speech with a recitation of Psalm 23 to the admiration of the whole congregation.
Its words are the most beautiful in the Bible. And it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me."
President Mahama said, "Ghana is destined to be the leader of Africa. He is therefore not surprised that the whole international community focused attention on Ghana, which was not the case in other countries where there were election petitions."
"Why has the whole world's attention been on Ghana? It's not only Ghana that had a petition before the Supreme Court. Many countries have had it, but the whole world's attention has been on Ghana because much is expected of Ghana. We are held to a certain standard in Africa. We are called the model of democracy in Africa. And so everybody expected that Ghana will behave in a certain way. And that is exactly what God's favor has given us. For 8 months, we have lived in uncertainty, uncertainty of leadership, because the legitimacy of leadership was being questioned. For 8 months, there's been uncertainty in the international community, amongst our friends, amongst our partners, waiting to see what will happen. Will Ghana stumble this time? We ourselves began to doubt, and we are afraid that there was going to be violence in this country."
The General Overseer of the Action Chapel International, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan William, commended the 2012 presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Addodankwa Akufo-Addo, for accepting the verdict of the Supreme Court, conceding defeat, and congratulating President Mahama.
"And gracefully accepting the verdict of the Supreme Court and congratulating the President of the Republic of Ghana, he will go down in history as a true statesman of this country. And we thank all the followers also of the NPP party and all the other parties, NDC, your followers and everybody, for considering Ghana first."
Archbishop Duncan William also urged aggrieved members of the ruling NDC to close their ranks and rally behind the president.
"The NDC party, you've been given a mandate by the people of this country to unite us and not to divide us. The NDC party must put aside their personal ambitions and begin to think about the good of the country, the prosperity of the people. There are people in the NDC party that may not be given any position even though they've worked very hard for one reason or the other. But you know something? You work for Ghana and not for your party."
He equally urged the president to tap the knowledge and expertise of all Ghanaians, whether they belong to his party or not.
"And for this nation to succeed, we need unity. We need the power of agreement. We need synergy. We need to cross carpets. We need to recognize that not one party has all the answers to solve the problems of this country. And that every Ghanaian, irrespective of their party affiliation and religious background, that every Ghanaian that have something to offer for the good of this country must be allowed to be involved without suspicions and without intimidations or threatenings or inhibitions whatsoever."
The president was accompanied by his wife, Lordina, the chief of staff, Prosper Baini, NDC National Chairman, Dr. Kobena Ajay, other executives of the NDC and ministers of state.
Bubu Klinogo reporting.